Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show, live from KeyBank Center. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
All right, Mr. Calm and Smooth Hands here. Josh Norris for the Sabres with the puck to the Islander line. Right circle. Norris slows it down. Scores! Oh, he makes it look so easy. I mean, every time with those hands.
Josh Norris, as the great RJ would say, some sick mitts right there. Outstanding goal for Josh Norris. The game winner in the shootout, and of course, Alex Lyon coming up big all afternoon and night long here as the Sabres win their fifth in a row, 3-2 over the New York Islanders. As we welcome you back here to KeyBank Center, fans fired up here on their way out as Buffalo gets it done. Maybe a little more work than they wanted, Pat Malacaro, but they figured out a way, and they've got to start, when we start thinking about how they did it, we'll start with the goaltender. Alex Lyon was fantastic today.
We've been talking a lot about a 3-goaltender rotation with this team. Alex Lyon is now proving why he deserves to continue to start night after night and the consideration to be the number one goaltender on this team.
Yeah.
I don't know if he goes back into that tomorrow, but the way he played today, especially late in that second period to keep the game 2-0 at the time, Islanders get a goal 2-1, the overtime where he had to make a bunch of big saves, he was the team's best player again. We've said that a lot recently.
Outstanding in the overtime when I thought the Islanders were the better team. Barzal came in a few times, had that one clean breakaway, and comes up big. And then in the shootout, he stops four of five attempts there. And, you know, for a player that has just been asking for this opportunity to play, he's getting it right now. He's taking a huge advantage of it right now, claiming Buffalo's number one goalie spot.
And this isn't the first time he's done that either. He's done this a couple of times now where it's been hard to take him out of the net, especially at the start of the year. So Lyon was a big reason why they won. And how about a little bit of satisfaction for Josh Norris? Gets the goal called back in the first period.
Yes, good point.
Could have made it 2-0, and he ends up getting the game winner in the shootout.
Yeah, the other shootout goal, another laser. Both of them were laser wrist shots. One was from Quinn, and then one from Norris. The only Islander goal scorer in the shootout was Barzal. That was on the first Islander attempt. Usually after you go 0-for-1 and then the other team scores, Pat, I mean, it feels like it's almost over at that point, and Buffalo able to come back because of Lyon's 5 straight saves there in the shootout. Buffalo also had to face a little adversity there late in the OT. It was only for 17 seconds, but Tuck took a penalty.
Yeah, and 4-on-3 there. You win the faceoff, you're the Islanders. They had a couple of opportunities, kind of fumbled in the last couple of seconds. And it was even Norris at the other end had a chance with about a second to go and shot it high. So, yeah, a lot of big saves and big plays over those final couple of minutes.
Yeah. Kesselring takes a slashing penalty with a minute 27 to go. That leads to the Islanders getting a power play, Pat, which turns into a 6-on-4, and that can spell trouble, which it did here. The Islanders tied it at 19:31. Otherwise, it would have been a much more calmer regulation win at that point.
You're right, and I'll give the Sabres some credit.
Yeah.
They were able to rally after that.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of the credit goes to Alex Lyon because he had to make saves in overtime, but they easily could have given up the game winner in overtime or in the shootout. And you're talking about the Islanders stealing a point away from you tonight when you probably should have taken two in regulation and the Islanders get none. You gain a point on the Islanders now. It would have been nicer to get two, obviously, with them sitting in a wild card spot, but it's better than the reverse where if the Islanders get that overtime goal, you're sitting here saying a wasted opportunity by a Sabres team that played better for the majority of the game.
Shootout victory for the Sabres. 3-2 over the Islanders. Brian Colziel here with Pat Malacaro on the postgame. We're live in the press box. Paul Hamilton is awaiting to head into the Sabres room. 5 straight wins for Buffalo. We'll update you on the standings in just a little bit. Pat, how often does Paul say your best players have to be your best players? Here are the goal scorers today. Darlene, Thompson, and then in the shootout, Quinn and Norris. Those are probably Buffalo's best four, you know, players, goal scorers. I know Tuck's in there too, but, I mean, it's 4 of the top 5 probably right there.
You're right, and you need them to come through. You need the secondary offense, but you need your top players to be your best players in the end. You're right. So to get all those players in on the score sheet, especially Thompson, who's now on the 6-game goal streak. So he's feeling it right now, up to, what, 18 on the season. Mm-hmm. So you've got guys that are really in a groove right now.
Thompson, 8 goals right now here. As Buffalo, you know, through his games, he's going to be on pace for over 40. I'll update you that here coming up in a little bit. Thompson here, this was, what, his 34th game. So, yeah, he's more than every other game clip. So you're going to be ahead of 40 goals for sure here along the way as the Sabres next will turn it around quick. They get New Jersey tomorrow, 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Now the question is, can you come back with Alex Lyon? The extended pressure at the end of regulation, the extended pressure in overtime. The Islanders put up 5 shots in an OT and then 5 deep in a shootout. I know you'd love to come back with them. You've got a short plane flight to Newark. I don't know how you play this one out. If you're Lindy Ruff, what would you do?
I trust the player. Yeah. I don't think the players would want to put their team at a disadvantage. So I would start the conversation with Alex Lyon and say, look, now, this game was at 5, so
yes. In
theory, you're going to get to Newark and into New Jersey earlier than you normally would for a 7 o'clock faceoff. So
good point.
You may still get there around midnight to your hotel, but it's not 2 a.m. So I would go to Alex Lyon, maybe on the flight, maybe in the morning, and say, how do you feel? Tell me where you're at, honestly, right now, because I would continue to ride the goaltender who's playing as well as he is right now, but also have the other goalie, your plan B ready if he says, look, I'm not feeling it today. I'm not ready to go. I don't think he would lie to you and say, give me the net if he wasn't feeling it.
And we know Lukanen's numbers this year on the road have not been good. You wonder, is this a spot where Ellis gets a chance to come back in? You'd have to also then play around the roster right now with Ellis still on injured reserve. You'd have to send down, maybe Roseanne has to go back. Greenway doesn't play back-to-back games so far. That's been the load management plan, so there's that in play. Well, you'd want Roseanne to play maybe in Greenway's spot, so there's a little bit here. Again, the 3 goalies, if you want to play around. So maybe you're thinking, well, maybe that sides to Lukanen getting the start. I don't know. There's obviously a lot different discussions here to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you're really doing roster gymnastics if you decide to bring Ellis off injured reserve and really kind of overcomplicate the situation a little bit. I get it, but to me, it's Lyon or Lukanen tomorrow. If Lyon's ready, he gets the net. If not, it's Lukanen.
Alex Lyon, first star. He's up first with Paul.
Just this one out a little bit.
Thanks, Brian. Alex, another big win for what is your strategy? I mean, you probably know a little bit about the shooters and stuff, but what are you thinking when you have to get to a shootout?
I don't know. I've been pretty I don't know if I'm good at shootouts or been pretty lucky my whole career, even since going back to like when we were in Omaha. Now that I say that, it's gonna bite me. But yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things where I try, really not think about it too much and just let the instinct take over. And It's been a pretty good strategy for me so far, so I don't really have a good answer for you, but just super happy, obviously, to get the win.
Defensively in the third period, again, you guys were shutting it down until you took the penalty, and then it was a 6-on-4. But until that time, the team looked like they had done a pretty good job of shutting it down.
Yeah, I think we're just, you know, we're getting more comfortable in those situations. It's not always going to be perfect, but we're learning. Every time you go through that situation, you get better and better at it. Yeah, encouraging for sure. Wish we could have found a way to squeak it out of regulation there, but I thought they, you know, from maybe about the 10-minute mark of the second period, I think that they started to find their legs a little bit, and they started to play a really quality game. So, really impressed with their team. Obviously, it was our first time seeing them this year, and they just have a lot of dangerous players.
Alex, what's been the common thread for this team and putting together this 5-game winning streak? You know, what's been consistent in each of those 5 games about this team?
I don't know. Honestly, I couldn't really tell you. I don't know if I can really put a finger on it. You know, belief, I think, probably goes a long way. That's, you know, as I talked about there, you know, 48 hours ago, I think that belief in yourself and in your team, and especially when you're going into the third periods, they scored one to make it a 1-goal game. It's easy to get a little bit tight, you know, the ability to be comfortable in those situations is really important. And, you know, we talked about it 2 months ago, 3 months ago in training camp, where we had penalties in late in the game, and we were killing the penalties, and we got, you know, comfortable in those situations. So, it's kind of all, I think, paying dividends right now. But that being said, it's a cruel and humbling league, so you just can't take anything for granted.
You get a huge save on Barzal breakaway in overtime. He's coming down. What are you thinking? You know what kind of goal scorer he is.
For sure. Obviously, one of the most dangerous players in the league. Has incredible speed, incredible talent. I just remember during the COVID year, we played them so many times. I was with Philly, and I just remember watching him every game and being so impressed. Incredible player. You know, you just try to limit his options, you know, it's like a chess match, I guess, kind of. You know, he embarrassed me in the shootout, but I was lucky enough to make the save on him there in overtime. So can't say too much more about it than that, but just always impressed every time I see him.
You sure you'd say embarrassed? That was a pretty nice move, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really nice
move. It's not really embarrassing when somebody puts a move like that on, is it?
Well, he embarrassed me. You know, he can have that. You know, I don't want to rile him up too much. So, no, just a good player, fun player to play against all the time, and he plays hard, he plays the right way. So,
you had an assist, and then you had a pretty good vantage point to watch the Dalian goal develop. What did you see?
Yeah, it's always fun. You know, I think Dahl's was feeling pretty good tonight, and it's fun when he busts that out on the PK or on the power play, especially. I mean, I didn't do really too much on the assist. To be, I made a nice stop behind the net. You know, got out quick and hard and fast. No, I'm just kidding. Just special player doing special things. So,
Alex Lyon in the post game, and I think we have Zach Benson over here, so I'll just trot over here. Well, Zach, you guys pull out another one. And first of all, the third period, you guys had shut it down until it became a 6-on-4. What was the key to it again? That's probably the third game in a row that you guys did a pretty nice job with a 1-goal lead in the third period. As I said, the 6-on-4 beat you, but 5-on-5, you guys did fine.
Yeah, I thought our neutral zone was really good. Forced them to rim a lot of pucks in the third there. And made good plays on the walls. And ultimately, you know, we did a great job until you know, obviously 6-on-4 is tough. Like, it's really tough, and I thought we did it for the most part a good job there. And then obviously they get one, but you know, we found a way to get the 2 points.
What did you see on the goaltender interference? It looked like the goaltender, yeah, you might have made contact with him, but it looked like he was ready. It looked like he got set and was ready after that. What did you see?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of tripped on the D-man's skate, so I was falling backwards, and you know, that one, you know, there's been a couple where I've been a little ticked off. That one I fully understand. You know, I'm standing right in the crease there, but I got to do a better job trying to get out there, but you know, kind of just stumbled on the D-man skate and found my way in there.
That's at the end of the day, that's your job, is to be right there on the top of the crease, isn't it? I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, there's been a couple times where it's gotten called back and I haven't agreed with it, but you know, tonight I do agree with that one. I do make contact. I don't think I make a lot of contact, but you know, just where my feet are kind of positioned.
What does that do for the bench when you see Rasmus Dahlin go end to end like that, just to pull off a goal like that?
Yeah, not bad, eh? it's pretty electric. You know, I standing right there watching it, it kind of felt like it was in slow mo. You know, he's obviously world class, and it's just a world class player making a world class play.
What was the building like in the shootout there? I mean, it just sounded so loud. What was it like to be down on the ice with the fans and just the way it was going?
Yeah, no, it was rocking in there tonight. You know, it's pretty fun to play and win in front of a crowd like that. You know, it was bumping all night, and it's definitely exciting.
Zach, what's really been the common thread in this team, or threads in this team putting together its five-game winning streak? What's been consistent over the course of these last five games for you guys?
Yeah, I think just playing the right way, competing. You know, we've been through lapses where we don't play our best, and, you know, we find ways. We got it out. Obviously, Lino's been kicking in there too, making a lot of key saves. I mean, in overtime, I think he had he had good warm-up going into the shootout. You know, I think we gave up a couple chances, but, you know, that's Lino kicking, keeping us in it. And, you know, we've been playing good, even with leads in the third. You know, there's been times last year where we kind of don't play our system in the third, and I think we've just been sticking to our system.
Thank you very much, Zach. Zach Benson on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's Zach Benson. Says this time he understood the goaltender interference. And yeah, there was contact. Again, how much time the goalie gets to reset, I feel like that's something that maybe the league needs to look at. But nevertheless, this one he didn't have too much of an issue on. He said the other ones he's been, quote, ticked off with some of the other ones. And I think that's probably fair to say. 3-2, shootout victory for Buffalo over the Islanders. They'll be right back at it tomorrow in New Jersey. 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have it for you here on the Sabres Radio Network. We may have more from the locker room. We also definitely for sure will have Lindy Ruff coming up here shortly too. We'll get Paul Hamilton's final take as the Sabres pick up their fifth straight win tonight. I know maybe many of you are in your car here coming out from KeyBank Center. A sellout tonight, 19,070. What does it do to the Sabres in the standings? Well, they have now not only have passed Columbus last game, they now have passed Toronto. The Sabres have 36 points. Their 515 points percentage is now up to 529. They are 1 point back of Pittsburgh. In terms of a playoff spot, the Sabres right now are 5 points back of New Jersey. And guess who they play tomorrow? New Jersey. So an opportunity again here to maybe try to, you know, you're not going to pass New Jersey tomorrow, but an opportunity to try to get 2 points and give a team that you're trying to chase zero. And, you know, New Jersey's also played one more game than Buffalo. The teams ahead of Buffalo have all played more games than the Sabres, or at least the equal number of games. The Rangers are 4 points ahead, but have played 3 more games. The Bruins have 4 more points. They've played a game more. And New Jersey, 5 more points. They've played a game more. So, again, there are some teams that will play tonight. In fact, some of these games are just, you know, in the early stages here. A lot of 7 o'clock and 7:30 faceoffs around the NHL. So we'll try to keep you posted on what's happening there. But as of this moment, Buffalo has now passed Columbus and Toronto. And next on their radar is Pittsburgh. The Penguins tonight are in Montreal. Again, somebody's got to win when you play these games. The actual closer playoff spot for the Sabres as of this moment is the Atlantic second and third place positions. Wild card 2 is New Jersey with 41. Second place Florida and third place Montreal have 40. So those teams are a little bit more, I guess you'd say, 1 point closer in terms of their radar. Florida is home for St. Louis right now. You're obviously rooting for the Blues there if you're a Sabre fan. Pittsburgh, Montreal. Again, you know, worst case there, you're just rooting for that game not to go to overtime. You need somebody to win that in regulation. And then guess who's ahead of Pittsburgh? It's Ottawa. That's who Buffalo plays next on Tuesday after they play New Jersey tomorrow. So some huge games here in this race as Buffalo tries what is still a very, very tall task to try to get themselves back up into the standings here in the East. But they have won five straight. They have the longest winning streak right now in the entire National Hockey League at five games, 7-3 in their last 10. It shows how good they've been as of late. 7-3 in their last 10. They've won five in a row, and they still are have only passed two teams. And some of these teams are playing tonight. Columbus is going to play tonight. Toronto is playing tonight in Nashville. So you still could have Toronto win and pass you back. Columbus could still win and tie, and you could be in a tie for last. It just shows how tall the task is. It's great of how they're playing. It's exciting for fans, for sure. It's exciting for me to sit here and talk about wins, for sure, and being up in the standings and all that sort of stuff. But the task is tall. Again, Toronto wins, Columbus wins, and you're right there tied for last again, despite the fact that you've won five in a row. Paul keeps saying, you know, they're going to need a 10-game winning streak or something very close to that to really, truly get yourself back in the race. Here's the good thing. They are still not even at the halfway point of the season. You're through 34 games. You still haven't hit 41 yet. So an opportunity here, obviously, with games left. They've got to keep winning games and, you know, against all these Eastern teams for sure. You know, what is Jarmo Kekäläinen going to do with these three goalies? Pat and I were earlier talking about the roster scenario. Hey, you know, if Jordan Greenway's not going to play back-to-back games, you want to put Roseanne in, you're going to put, how do you get Ellis in? Well, you could keep him on IR, I guess, but at some point here, you got to do something. How can you trade Alex Lyon at this point? I know the rumors with the Oilers and the injuries to Tristan Jarry, they just acquired him for Pittsburgh. How can you trade Alex Lyon right now? I definitely would not. I mean, to me, I know Lukanen, the contract, maybe they think his ceiling's higher. I've been very, very impressed. Lyon played 9 of the first 11 games of the season. Even though Buffalo's record was not great, I thought he gave them an opportunity to win almost all of those games. I think he only had one bad game in that 9-game stretch. And then, obviously, you know, now he's putting together a very, very impressive stretch for the Sabres here. Tonight, outstanding in the overtime. I mean, I thought the Islanders were definitely the better team. They put five shots on them, Barzal a couple of times, including a clean breakaway, very opportunity. Okay, now we go back to the room, and Rasmus Dahlin with Paul.
Thanks, Brian. Rasmus, third period, it looked like you guys were shutting it down pretty well, like you had the last two games. Unfortunately for you guys, the 6-on-4 came up, and they wind up tying the game. What were your thoughts about the overall third period?
Yeah, we played solid. We kind of find a way now to stay very consistent in what we're doing, and we play a rock solid third period. I think we still have some stuff to improve, but overall good.
What's allowing you to stay consistent? Because it's been a theme for now for five games, and you know, late.
We kind of know what's working now. We've been doing it for a few games in a row, and seems to be working. So why change?
That might have been the prettiest goal of your career. Can you kind of tell us what happened on it?
I got some speed, got by the first guy, and then I saw the D was flat-footed, so I just wiggled a little bit and got one-on-one with the goalie.
After the first two power plays, it looked like the Islanders were filling up your shooting lanes. You guys weren't sure. It looked like you kind of wanted to shoot, but you didn't. And I know the Islanders do fill lanes pretty well. Was that what was happening?
Yeah, I mean, they played solid D, too. They didn't give us much, and they played hard. We got some chances, and we did not score on those. I think we should have had a couple more, but there's another team on the other side, too, and they did a good too. They played a good game.
What in particular is working for your team to amass this five-game winning streak?
Tomer scoring. Throughout the whole lineup, everybody's doing their job and working really hard for each other. We play a mature game, and we play to win.
What's it like scoring the goal the way you did? What's it like for you to be able to see that coming the whole way up the ice?
No, it's nice. I can score goals like that, so it was nice to finally do it, and hopefully I can score a couple more.
Alex is playing as well as any goalie in the league. What stood out about him over the past couple of weeks here?
Yeah, sorry, I actually forgot about mentioning him. Really good goaltending right now, and he's helping us stay in games. At the end of second period, he catched a really nice backdoor pass, and he had some big saves tonight, and he keeps us in the game, so it's huge.
What was the building like during that shootout? It seemed awfully loud and awfully lively. What was it like to be on the ice?
It's nice. I love when it's when the crowd is buzzing in KeyBank. There's no other better place.
Thanks, Rasmus Dahlin on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Dahlin says, I love when the crowd is buzzing, and it was, especially in that overtime of the shootout. And reason for excitement here. Five straight wins. Buffalo now will head to the room or head to the road next, New Jersey. Back to Josh Norris now, live with Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we don't have Josh Norris, so we'll keep it right here. We may get to Norris here in just one moment as Buffalo, again, will be in New Jersey tomorrow. 7 o'clock puck drop, we'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Norris had a goal taken away, remember, in the first period. Benson made that contact with Riddick. He ends up getting the game winner, though, in the shootout on a laser shot. Him and Quinn, those two shots in the shootout, just tremendous. Buffalo scoring 2 on their 5 attempts. And then New York just 1 on their 5. Barzal's goal, which was real pretty, kind of dragged it across and then came back and left-handed put it by Lyon. Lyon gave him a ton of credit on that play. And, you know, usually you fall down 0-1 in the shootout after you've missed your first opportunities. It's really tough to come back. Quinn comes right back and scores. And then, of course, the rest of the way, Lyon very good. He stopped Holmstrom, Heinemann, Drouin, and Richie and ended up getting the big save at the end there on Richie to give Buffalo that 3-2 victory. Lyon got an assist on that Dahlin goal where Dahlin went end-to-end. For Lyon, that's his first point as a Buffalo Sabre. It's his first assist since basically 2 years ago, December of 2023, when he was a member of the Detroit Red Wings. Darlene joked about, you know, what's been so good about them lately in this five-game win streak. He said, oh, Tom is scoring. That was the first thing he said. Well, Thompson has scored now in six straight games, and he's only the fourth Sabre to ever do that, to score in six or more games in a row. The other three impressive goal scorers, Danny Gare, you've got Rene Robert, and you've got Miro Chetan. Chetan has actually done it twice, but two of those names have their numbers and names up in the rafters here at KeyBank Center, in Gare and Robert. And then Chetan, of course, did it twice during the 99 season. So we'll see if Thompson can get it to seven in a row tomorrow in New Jersey. Very curious to get Paul Hamilton's take here after we hear from Lindy Ruff about whether he would go with Alex Lyon or not tomorrow. It would be so tempting with how good he is playing and how locked in he is. Pat mentioned the earlier start, and you're going to get into Newark a little bit earlier coming up here, you know, than you normally would if it was a 7 o'clock puck drop. So we'll see. All right, Lindy Ruff, ready. Let's go live after the 3-2 shootout win.
Yeah, you guys did a pretty good job shutting it down.
Yeah, I thought we were doing a lot of good stuff in the third period. And obviously would have liked to have taken advantage of, you know, a couple power plays we had, but just couldn't quite find the hole in the next play. And, you know, we got to stay away from the penalty that we took. No, it wasn't a good penalty to take at the time.
Were they taking, after the first two with the power play, were they taking your shooting lanes away? Because it looked like guys wanted to shoot, then they pulled it back.
I mean, I haven't looked at the game, but from, you know, I think with the decision you see out there is you're probably got a pretty fair read on what was going on. You know, we went low a few times. We, you know, tried to crawl into the middle, and there was, you know, there was a couple pucks that rattled around that we could have got a bounce with. We didn't, but, you know, we're doing a lot of good things on the power play. Just it would have been nice to get one.
What are Josh Norris's strengths to go with him in the shootout?
Well, we just went with percentages, to be honest with you. You know, he had good percentage, and I think, you know, any guy that we know, he's a goal scorer. You know, we watch in practice, first of all. We usually have a conversation with our goalie coach who's watching, you know, and he gives us a pretty good read on all our guys. So, you know, I think the guys you saw are our top guys, what we consider our top guys. You know, you could maybe, you know, flirt with the order a little bit. I think their goalie, heck of an aggressive move on a young shootout guy. Haven't seen that in a long time. That was like one of those things that Dom would pull off.
Does Jack Quinn just have so much confidence when it comes to a shootout? It looks like he just thinks, I'm going to score here.
Yeah, he's got a great shot. You know, I think he's hit that spot a couple times already, and you know, he practices that shot, you know, every day. So, you know, it's something he's good at.
Waved off goal, does that give you any more better clarity on, like, how they're going to rule these things?
On the when Benson in the crease? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no doubt. You can't challenge that one. I mean, we've been instructed that if the player's in the blue and the goalie can't, if he wouldn't have touched him, we might have had a chance, but we would have just negated what we had going on if we had tried to challenge that.
Do you say much to him?
What's that?
Do you say much to him? I mean, that's where he's supposed to be, is in front of the net.
No, I don't say anything to him. That's where we want him. We want him. I just get out of there just a half a second quicker. Start there and get out of there.
We've been asking a lot about Alex. But
if he wasn't there, you'd be asking me why the guys aren't going to the net.
That's what I meant. That's where you want him, isn't it?
So, yeah.
Alex is playing as well as any goalie in the league. I mean, tonight he was maybe best player on the ice at times. Just what stood out about him tonight?
Just made key saves at key times. You know, I think the first period was a fairly low event for him, but I thought, you know, second period he made some good saves, and then you know, third period, overtime, you know, shootout. He's been big for us. It was a great night. It was a night you look back and your goalie really helped you win a game.
I'd say, though, that's the way the game went, that's a real downer to have that tying goal. And the goalie, you know, sometimes that bothers him, and he was unbelievable in the overtime and the shootout after.
But, you know, I think that's just mental toughness on his part. You know, be a little frustrated, play a game like that, and all of a sudden you end up with a goal. You know, we end up trying to kill a penalty, and our kills have been so good, but I think you shook it off and you said, we're not going to be beat.
That goal was maybe the best of Rasmus's career. I mean, is that just him at his best, what he can do?
Yeah, I mean, a heck of a breakout when he took it by himself. And I did say in the next power play, let's use the same breakout. Not change a thing.
What has been kind of the common thread or threads in your team putting together this five-game winning streak? What has been consistent about this team in these last five games?
The puck management has been better. I look at some of the decision-making, as we enter the zone as being a big deal. We're not fueling the other team's offense by making high-risk plays. And it goes hand-in-hand with how we played the third period. You just need to play smart. Sometimes, play in behind them, get it behind them, try to force them into mistakes. Been a lot of tight games, and I think we're getting rewarded for playing the right way. Thanks.
Thanks, Lindy. All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff following the 3-2 shootout victory over the New York Islanders. We bring it back up here to the press box. Brian Colziel with you. All of our locker room reports today brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the OT were 5-3 New York. Lyon was busy, but he was great. 34-32 New York at the end of this one. Power plays, each team scoring once. Of course, the Islanders got that game tire with 29 seconds left at 19-31 on the power play. They went 1 of 3, a Buffalo 1 of 4. Lyon gets the win, 34 shots, 32 saves. David Rittich, the loss, 32 shots, 30 saves. In the shootout, though, Lyon, outstanding. He stopped 4 out of 5 attempts. And now it's time for our three stars of the game, brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home comforts game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. Norris with the game winner in the shootout, star number 3. Darlene, that great end-to-end goal today, his 4th of the year. He's star number 2. And Alex Lyon, we've been mentioning him throughout the post-game show. Very, very easy choice tonight as star number 1. The announced attendance at KeyBank Center, the 4th sellout of the season, 19,070 here at KeyBank Center. Buffalo will next play 2 in a row on the road at New Jersey tomorrow at 7, at Ottawa Tuesday at 7, and then Buffalo's next home game will be a week from today, Saturday night against the Boston Bruins on December 27th. All right, 5 straight wins for Buffalo. We'll keep you posted on the standings here as games continue to come in final from all across the NHL. But at this time, we're going to say goodbye and goodnight to all of our local affiliate stations. We'll be with you tomorrow with the Sabres and the Devils in New Jersey at 7. For all of you on our flagship in Buffalo here on WGR, more postgame coming up. You can listen at WGR550.com if you're leaving us, or also on the Odyssey app. Paul Hamilton's final take. When we come back, we'll also read some tweets as we get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Send them in on Twitter at BrianWGR. 5 straight for Buffalo. Dramatic win in a shootout today. 3-2 over the Islanders. Postgame continues live here from the press box at KeyBank Center. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Islanders stay onside for a shot low. Stopped by Lionel, and he's got the rebound as Byram went back to help out. And Alex Lyon pounces on that one. 13:04 remaining in the second period. Sabres lead at 1-0.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Yeah, wild scramble there with Byram having the puck go off of him, and it almost goes in the net, and Lyon reaches back with his glove and makes our save of the game tonight. He had many saves of the game. The Barzal won in overtime on the breakaway. You know, in the shootout, he comes up big. But that one, man, that was inches away from going in. Our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. So Josh Norris gets the game winner in the shootout. And that's our goal of the game. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. All right, we welcome you back here to KeyBank Center. Brian Colziel with you. 3-2 the final. Sabres over the Islanders in a shootout for their fifth straight win. We'll update you on the standings here in a moment. Send your tweets in. We'll read some here shortly as we get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Send them in at Brian WGR. Let's go down to the media room, though, next and get Paul Hamilton's take here. On this fifth straight win, Paul, for Buffalo. Let's start with the goaltender. How big was Alex Lyon tonight for this team?
Well, no, nothing bigger than that save on Barzal in overtime. I mean, that's huge to be able to make that save. Who cares if he scores in the shootout? You won the shootout. So it really doesn't matter. He scores in overtime, you lose.
Right.
You know, and you only get 1 point. So, and I will vehemently disagree with Alex Lyon. I do not think Barzal embarrassed him. I think Barzal just put a fantastic move on him. What are you going to do if you're the goaltender when the move's like that? I mean, you're not stopping it. It's just as simple as that. I just don't think he got embarrassed there. It's embarrassing if somebody puts the puck through your legs and you made the stop or something. That's embarrassing. But I wouldn't call the shootout goal embarrassing.
I would agree. Paul, Lyon's save there on the highlight we played when it went off of Byram and almost in. He seemed quick. He seemed on his game tonight. The Islanders put on some great pressure down the stretch and against some good players, as you mentioned, Barzal there too. Even in the shootout, even when the players end up shooting wide, that means the goaltender gave him nothing to look at there. So he continues to really take advantage of now. This is the second big stretch where he's gotten a ton of action. He played 9 of the first 11 of the season. Buffalo's record wasn't great there to start, Paul, but as you and I, you know, remember, he gave them a chance to win almost every one of those 9 games that he plays in. Now this is the second big stretch, and he's really taken advantage of it.
No, he has. I mean, that's what we've been talking about. Just pick a guy and let him get on a roll. I mean, and if he has a bad game, so be it. Still pick him. Make him your number one goaltender. and see what happens. And that's what they've done here. It happened to be Lyon. I mean, it was just these goalies where they'd play a few games, and if they had a bad game, it was on to the next guy. And I just don't think you can do it that way. And, you know, he's been able to, you know, put together these games, and he hadn't won a game since October. Now all of a sudden, you know, he's on a big winning streak, and he's playing really well, making big saves, that none bigger than the overtime save on Barzal. And the big save you just talked about, where you're not expecting the puck to be coming back at you from your goaltender, from your defenseman, but it did, and he was right on it. And just he just seems very, very confident that he's going to be able to make a save. He came flying across the crease on one save that I don't remember which period it was, Heinemann, and it looked like it was an easy tap-in, and he got across and made the save on it. And keeps the team in the game when things aren't going well. And even when things are going well, you're still going to have to make a decent save now and then. And he's been doing that for them. Now the question is, how does he feel? You know, you heard Lindy Ruff in pregame talk about, you know, he goes to the goaltender. If he, you know, now if he thinks Lyon gives him the best chance to win in New Jersey, he had to go all the way to a shootout, but it's also only 8:44 in the evening right now, and they'll be on the plane, you know, within the next half hour or so. So they're not going to get to Newark too late. And, you know, I don't know how traffic will be there. It might be bad. You don't know. Going to Newark usually isn't too bad. So, they should be getting into their hotels by 11, 11:30, I would think. So you're going to get a little more rest than maybe you would have before. So, you know, I wonder if Lindy Ruff is just going to go to him and see how he feels and, you know, go from there.
Yep. Paul Hamilton with us here on the post game. Okay, so that was on Lyon. We'll obviously see where Lindy and Lyon go tomorrow. Let's just talk about the late stages of this game, Paul, here. Kesselring takes a slashing Paul. Lindy takes a slashing penalty. Lindy Ruff was not happy about it.
He should have been.
Yeah. I mean, you take it there with 1:27 to go. It ends up being a 6-on-4, and, you know, obviously it leads to the game-tying goal. They did figure it out. But when you're in this East race, Paul, if it's against a West team, all right, you get over it. But against an East team here, with the tall task of passing all these teams, who knows where the Islanders are going to end up? Like, even just 1 point, like, you never know how that could play out in the end.
Yeah, and it wasn't like they were hanging on. They had played a good third period. They were, what did I tweet out? Over 12 minutes into the third period, they were out shooting them 7-1. You know, they were playing a really good third period. And, yeah, you can't take that penalty. You just can't. And that's a bad penalty to take. And you know, you can't be slashing somebody's stick out of his hands. And they took it, and sure enough, it took it to overtime. Now the Sabres did. And they did a high wire act during that overtime, too. It wasn't the smoothest thing in the world, but they were able to pull it off and, you know, win in the shootout. And Jack Quinn, by the way, I mean, he is now, and you're the math teacher, so while I'm talking, I'll let you figure out the percentage. He's now 7 of 12 in shooting as far as shootouts go. He is Buffalo's best shootout guy by far, and they've got some pretty good ones. I mean, Thompson can be good at times, and Tuck can be good at times. But Quinn just has that supreme confidence that he just thinks, I am going to score here. And I think to myself, if he could just get that confidence during the regular hockey game when he's in front of the net and gets the puck to shoot it, you know, and just would have the confidence like he does in shootouts where he just goes in and is like, I'm scoring here.
Yeah.
And if he could develop that confidence, you know, when he's in the slot and everything, you know, I think he could be an even more dangerous goal scorer than he is right now, because you know he's got the shot to do it.
Speaking of goal scoring, Paul Tage Thompson has now scored in 6 straight. He joins an impressive trio of Sabres that have scored in 6 or more straight games. Guerre, that number's retired. Robert, that number's retired. And the only guy that has done it twice, scoring in 6 or more, Miro Chatan, another good goal scorer. So,
your favorite guy.
I love Miro, yes. But, I mean, that's a nice trio to join for Tage right there, who's on a really nice tear right now.
Well, before we get to that, you did fail as the math teacher here.
Oh, 58%.
You did do it. Okay, because I did it on, I did it on my phone while you were talking. So, yeah, it is 58%. So, yeah, okay, you passed. Your students can be proud of you. But 58% on the shootouts is just great. But, yeah, Thompson just is a great goal scorer. And, the last game he scored and he wasn't playing well at all. But, you give him that chance, and it was a sweet goal that he scored. He just changed the angle of it so he could fire it and score. And that's what he can do even when he's not having the game that maybe he wants. He's very capable of doing that. And he's part of this, too, as far as, sometimes he takes some heat about his defense and that type of thing. But this is three games in a row where they've been protecting one-goal leads in the third period. I think that 5-on-5, they did a terrific job again for the third straight game in doing it. It was just because they took that silly penalty and it became a 6-on-4 that the Islanders wound up scoring. And they almost Quinn almost scored in the empty net anyway. He had the opportunity and wound up shooting wide. Again, if somebody had that opportunity, I would want it to be him or Norris or Thompson or Tuck, somebody like that. But unfortunately, it didn't go in for him, and the Islanders wind up scoring the tying goal and getting a point that you hope doesn't come back and haunt you later on if you do happen to close in on a playoff spot. So I just think that they have decided that what Lindy Ruff wants them to do is the right thing to do. They have decided that, it's working. If we pay attention to how we handle the puck and our puck possession and not be giving it away and putting our goaltender in bad spots, and then the goaltender, when he does have to make a great save, is doing it because now he has developed his confidence. It just seems like there's been a big buy-in all of a sudden from this team that it's like, all right, let's stop being stubborn. Let's do it his way and see how it goes. And so far, so good.
I would agree. Paul, in tonight's edition of your favorite, are your great players playing great, right? Did your best players be your best? Well, guess who scored goals? Darlene, Thompson, and then in the shootout, Norris and Quinn. I think we can check
and Norris
box.
Had one, which...
Taken away.
Yeah, taken away, which,
so
you know, he did beat the goaltender.
Yes,
yeah, he ripped it by the goaltender. I still think that's something on the rule that should be changed. It was done correctly, and Benson said so himself. And maybe Lindy Ruff might have misunderstood my question because I agree with him 1,000%. That's where you want Benson. You don't tell him get out of there. Or, if he happens to touch the goaltender, so be it. I mean, you want your guys there, and he's always going to be there. He's quite willing to be there. He happened to run into the goalie, I think. And I discussed this with Rob Ray, and he disagreed with me, and I respect that. If you do change the ruling a little bit and make it, all right, the goaltender's now set. Now the goaltender interference has been what you don't call it. And he says, well, who's going to decide when the guy is set, when the goaltender is set? Now he goes, now you're putting too much, into one set of referees might decide it one way, one set of referees might decide it another. So there's the other side to my plan, that it just might turn into a bigger mess than it is already. Because now you're really putting decisions into the referee's hands of, all right, is the goalie set? Is he not? Are you qualified to make that judgment? But I get frustrated watching goals in the NHL, when the goaltender maybe was bumped a little bit, but has totally set himself and is ready for the shot, and it's still called goaltender interference. I just get frustrated by that. But I respect what Rob's saying, and I do see what he's saying.
Yep. All right, Paul, well, let's finish here with the look ahead to tomorrow. Back-to-back, New Jersey. We obviously are going to talk in pregame about what to do with the goaltender if we find out even before then. But another team in the East here who at the moment is in the race for you in these standings. So an opportunity to try to get 2 points again, regulation being more important. As of this moment, wild card 2 is New Jersey. We know that could change by the end of the night, but here's another team that maybe at some point you're going to have to go by.
Yeah, it is. And you've got 3 games in 4. Lion did go right through to a shootout today, so it wasn't like a real easy game for him. So I might tend to make the change in New Jersey, because then you can play him in Ottawa. If you play him in New Jersey, can you play him in Ottawa type of a scenario? I would have preferred, if you're going to play Luukkonen, to be it in Buffalo, if I'm in the Sabres organization, because his home numbers are phenomenal. His goals against is under 2 on the road. It's almost 4, and he's 0-4-1 on the road. He's just so – this year – now, it hasn't been that way his whole career. His numbers actually probably – his save percentage is better on the road during his career. It's like 900. But this year it hasn't been that way. So you would think, all right, if they're going to split the games, let Luukkonen play this one at home and let Lion play the one in New Jersey. But Lindy Ruff tends to coach, especially when you're got your back against the wall. It's like, tonight is the only game we have to just think about. New Jersey, we do not think about right now. We think about the New York Islanders. What gives us the best chance to win a hockey game is what he has to say to himself. He decides that's Alex Lyon. He doesn't sit there and say, well, Luukkonen plays pretty well at home, so maybe I should stick him in there, but he hasn't played in a while. All right, now tonight's over.
Right.
Now you sit down and say, the New Jersey Devils are next. It's back-to-back. What gives us the best chance to win? Is it Alex Lyon playing in a back-to-back situation? Or is it Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen playing on the road where he hasn't been very good? Or is Colton Ellis ready? He's been cleared. Does he have enough practice? Is he ready to activate him and put Colton Ellis in goal? So those are the options, and that's what he has to decide. Forget about Ottawa. You think right here, what gives, if you're Lindy Ruff, you say to yourself, what gives me the best chance to win a hockey game?
All right. Well, we'll talk about it on the pregame show tomorrow. Just a programming note. Tomorrow, again, busy Buffalo Sports Day. The Bills, of course, playing at 1 o'clock. So if you're listening on our flagship on WGR, we're going to have Bills coverage starting at 7 a.m. all the way through the game, and our normal postgame show, overtime show. Paul and I will be on the air for an abbreviated pregame show at an approximately 6:45 tomorrow night before the 7 o'clock faceoff in New Jersey. So by then, we will have the goaltending news. So, Paul, that's what we'll lead off with tomorrow. So we'll talk then at 6:45.
I heard you're going to, at your expense, have a private plane waiting for me in Cleveland. So right when the Bills game is over, it can pick me up and take me to Newark, and I'll be set for you in New Jersey. That you've got that plan, don't you?
I have it all ready to go. Just make sure there's enough. Pat's paying. Got to pay for the gas though. Here,
I thought we were teleporting.
Yes. Oh crap! It's gonna be. That's not gonna work out. All right, Paul. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, Paul, down in the media room. Sabres win their 5th in a row. All right, Pat, want to read some tweets here?
Why not?
Let's do it. We get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Okay, well, we always love reading your tweets. Send them in at Brian WGR after each and every game. All right, here we go. a lot of shocking here. A lot of this is about Alex Lyon. Mark says, Lyon needs to be number one. I don't know what to do with UPL and his contract. UPL has to be number two for now. Another one here, Bleed Blue and Gold, says UPL can't start again, right? Tomorrow versus who's number one overall, I think maybe that's two different discussions.
You're right, and I wouldn't even worry about the contract, only in the context of if you get into a spot and you're Jarmo Kekalainen. Look, this is a different GM who may have a different philosophy than what was previously in place going into the year, and yes, there were injuries that required the Sabres to acquire Colton Ellis, but the contract to me is almost irrelevant with the salary cap the way it is in going forward. Now, maybe if you're the Sabres, is his salary cap number so good that a team that needs a goaltender, it doesn't inhibit them from acquiring someone like Luukkonen? If you decide that that is the goaltender you can part with. But I really don't, like, the contract to me doesn't even, it's irrelevant at this point. It's who gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah.
It's Alex Lyon followed by Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I don't know if we've seen enough in the sample size of Colton Ellis. We've seen he's played well at times. But to me, at least in the depth chart, in an injured reserve even aside, the way it's set up right now, to me, is I think the 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Henry says, Quinn statistically is one of the best shootout takers in NHL history. We did the math. 58%. Every time he takes one, I know it's going in. That was a thing of beauty there for Quinn. He hesitated, but he was picking his spot.
He was, and it was always controlled, right? It wasn't just weaving, meandering towards the net without kind of a clear path. You always felt like he had a plan as he went in. Again, it's a nice shootout goal that gets the Sabres on the board and helps Alex Lyon finishes it off with the saves that after Norris scores.
Speaking of Norris, Tim G09 says, Josh Norris of a player reminds me of Tim Connolly. He said, the respect the opposing teams give him, especially on the power play, is incredible. Silky smooth.
Even though it was called back. I mean, the one-timer from Dahlin that he scored in the first period that would have made it 2-0 was exactly that. So I think, yeah, it's a situation where Josh Norris is a top player in this league when he's healthy. Will you see it long enough, unleashed long enough? Hopefully, if you're a Sabres fan, you will see him get into a good groove here and a good rhythm, as we've seen him in really small samples get into, because once he does, I think this offense can be taken to another level.
Yeah, and I don't know if the comparison to Connolly also included what you just mentioned, which is...
I didn't think of it that way, but right.
Injury history, there's actually a ironic parallel to that, too.
You're right, yeah. Unfortunately, injuries did derail his career.
Yep. Baller God 25 says, got to keep Lyon going if he feels ready. Let's go back to the 80s style of goaltending when they played every single game.
That's right. Can you go back to the pads too?
That's right. They wouldn't be stopping as many if we went to that here. Yep. Tony says, Sabres likely to move a goalie. Lyon is definitely making his case to not only stay, but be their number one guy.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like he's your number one goalie right now. I get it, and he may bring you the most value, but if your goal is to win and make the playoffs, at this moment, Alex Lyon gives you the best chance night in and night out. That can change quickly, but to me, there's no way that Alex Lyon isn't a part of your plan, especially, you know, you've got roster freeze and all that for the next week or so, but you get through this stretch, you play in Ottawa on Tuesday, and then you have, you know, you really look at the schedule in January. You're going to need your two goalies to play almost every other game, and whether whoever you decide your goalies are. So I think Lyon definitely is in your plans, and he gives you the best chance.
All right, thanks for the tweets. Send them in at Brian WGR. We'll read them every game. All right, let's see what's going on around the league here. Drive around the league time. Back to Pat.
Thanks, Brian. It's brought to you by AAA, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Plenty of games that started at 7 o'clock have hit the second intermission, including the Bruins with a 3-2 lead over Vancouver. Pavel Zacha gets his 10th of the year. Morgan Geeky up to 25 goals, helping Boston's cause. The Canadiens shutting out the Penguins 3-0. Josh Anderson got the offense started. Yuri Slakovsky his 10th of the year as well. The Lightning and Hurricanes, plenty of goal scoring. 3 in the first from Carolina, 3 in the second for Tampa. They're knotted at 3 through 40 minutes. Also 40 minutes complete in Nashville, where the Predators and Maple Leafs are tied at 2. Coming up in just about an hour from now, the Flames host the Golden Knights. The Blue Jackets, another team the Sabres are right around in the standings, they are in Anaheim to take on the Ducks, while the Sharks host the Kraken tonight as well. This afternoon, the Rangers defeat the Flyers 5-4, but it took a shootout. The Red Wings, 5-2 victors over the Capitals, same score, Wild down the Oilers. The Senators, Buffalo's opponent on Tuesday night, they defeat Chicago 6-4, and St. Louis, with 2 goals from Robert Thomas, 2 from Jake Neighbors, they triple up the Panthers 6-2 as well. Week 16 of the NFL schedule continues on Saturday football today, which saw the Eagles defeat the Commanders 29-18. And for the first time in over two decades, the NFC East has a back-to-back division winner. The Eagles win the division last year. Philadelphia clinches the NFC East today. That also means the Cowboys are officially eliminated from postseason contention as a result. The Packers and Bears are meeting in Chicago right now. They're through a quarter, 2 minutes into the second even, and it's only a 3-0 score in favor of Green Bay. We know the Bills will take on the Browns tomorrow right here on WGR. Pregame coverage starting right early in the morning as well. Now to college football, as the college football first round of the playoff is underway, and, well, the higher-ranked teams, or the home teams today, are on the verge of going 2 out of 3. It's all Oregon. They are thrashing James Madison 34-3. The Dukes getting in with a 12-1 record, but the Ducks 34-3 lead, and that has 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. This afternoon, it was the home team, Ole Miss, defeating Tulane 41-10. But the upset of the day, Miami slipping past Texas A&M, 10-3, the final there. And also, Brian, speaking of college athletics, local college basketball today, right here on WGR, Niagara defeated Houghton 81-58, while St. Bonaventure was in action, defeating Lemoyne 92-81 over on our sister station, the Bet 1520. It was UB in their first conference matchup of the season, taking down Western Michigan 88-71. The Bulls will be home on Monday night, one more game before the break.
All right. Great start for some of these men's local teams here. Bonnies and Bulls with some great records here. All right, Pat. Also, one Amerik's note, Michael Leone, head coach of the team now, coached in his 100th game as Amherst coach. 57 wins so far. But hitting the 100 mark. So congratulations to him.
I think someone that's quickly gaining a lot of respect in the organization from folks that watching the Amherst regularly and have seen them and the work that he puts in. So somebody who's in his second year now and is paying results.
Leone, of course, replaced Seth Appert, who now, of course, is working with Lindy Ruff here on the bench with the Sabres. So, busy sports day. You heard all the scores there from Pat. So, Pat, here's the good news. Wild card two right now is New Jersey, 41. Actually, the closer playoff spot is second place, third place Atlantic. Both Florida and Montreal have 40, so they're right there. But New Jersey's who you're going to play next. Now, depending upon what happens in the other games, Toronto and Columbus tonight, Buffalo could actually still be in a tie for last. Amazing. They've won 5 in a row, 7 of 10. And as Paul mentions all the time, it's such a struggle to move up. And, you know, for as much as they got to feel good about what they are here, you almost have to just say, okay, we can't get frustrated that we're not moving up faster and just keep doing what we're doing here. And if you do it over a long period of time, we're not even at the halfway point of the season here, it can eventually maybe pay off here.
That's why, you know, it's not like a broken record every year, but you talk about American Thanksgiving being kind of the breaking point in where teams separate, because there's so much parity in the league that if you're in a playoff spot by that point of the year where you're, a third, almost a quarter of the way through the year, it's so hard for the standings to change because three-point games, leapfrogging teams, and everybody, you're it's the Hunger Games below those playoff teams. So you're just fighting it out with each other, and you eventually knock each other off. And, can the Sabres be a team that takes someone out of a playoff spot this year, one of those few teams that do? They certainly could if they continue to play this way, but it's always just so hard because of the way that parity is in the league.
That's right. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Don't forget, busy sports day here on our flagship on WGR tomorrow. 7 a.m., Bills-Browns coverage gets going all the way up to kickoff at 1 from Cleveland. Then our normal post-game show, overtime show, and then I'll be on the air with Paul at 6:45 for pregame tomorrow. Shortened, abbreviated pregame as we get you ready for the Sabres and the Devils, and then Dan and Rob will have the call just after 7 o'clock right here on the Sabres Radio Network. And with that, we're going to say goodnight here from KeyBank Center. I want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Evan. Tom Maddy, our engineer. Crew here at KeyBank Center, Pat Mullicaro, Paul Hamilton, Dan Dunleavy, and Rob Ray, our game announcers. My name is Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. 5 straight wins for Buffalo. They beat the Islanders in a shootout 3-2. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow, and I'll talk to you tomorrow with the Sabres and the Devils right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.